Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, we've got some new music apps, and I'm going to play you a symphony.
Oh, not exactly. Plus, is our love of tablets waning? iOS 7's here, maybe next month. And a better way to Instagram.
All that and make your news better prismatically on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by 99 Designs, the world's largest graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of more than 270,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today to receive a free power pack upgrade valued at $99. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to iPad Today. Governor?
Hello, Governor.
I'm doing my bad Dick Van Dyke British accent.
Hello, Mary.
Wow. That was a mouthful.
iPad Today is on the air, Governor.
Oh, I like this. That's you should Sarah always Lane. Talk like that.
Should I do it like that day long?
I would try, but it won't sound good, so I'm not going to.
I think some would say I
Do you like my princess shirt?
Yes, it's quite appropriate.
Do you enjoy it?
I do enjoy it.
Thank you.
You are a princess.
Well, I feel like one, but you know what this is?
What?
It's a Prince cover band.
Oh, what a good name
fronted by Maya Rudolph, who's very good at
love
Prince
Maya
songs.
Rudolph. She's from Community. What is she? Oh, Saturday Night Live. Yeah,
and Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. Oh, I love her.
Movies
and she's Prince?
Well, there's a duo. I went and saw them in concert, and I bought the T-shirt.
I love it.
It's two ladies, and they're good, and they play like old Prince stuff. It's like you'd have to be a real Prince fan.
Yeah,
they're not like playing Purple Rain.
Not Purple Rain.
Yeah. And
which
Red
is 20 years old, but other than that, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have Princess written in all the labels of your clothing as well? That would be a good idea. So people would know it was yours.
I can arrange that. I feel that that's appropriate.
What would I have?
You can call me Princess. I will answer to it.
What would I have? I'll give you a shot. What would I have in the label of my clothing? What would you write?
I'm Chief Twit.
Oh, no. You can. I gave you a wide open chance to just go, bam.
Oh.
You're so nice.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Sure.
She's right. Thinking now.
What will we sew into your clothing?
Embroider it on everything.
Any name at all? Hi. Welcome to iPad Today.
I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Sarah Lane. You look very nice.
It's the beginning of the week. Mondays I like to dress up.
Really?
People didn't know that because I used to take Monday off and I would always wear a suit on Monday and nobody'd ever see me. So now you see me.
Good. I'm glad.
This is our new time.
This is, 11 a.m. Pacific for those of you watching live. Or those of you who aren't watching live and would like to know when it is live, which is 2 p.m. Eastern time. Math is hard.
As many people know, I start Monday in a suit. By Thursday or Friday, I'm in my birthday suit.
Thank goodness you have Thursday and Friday off, because that's a lot of birthday.
I started early last week.
Oh, nice. Great. So,
Don't go there.
All right, so let's start. The reason that I picked music apps, and every time Leo and I try to venture into anything artistic and creative, it's usually a buzzkill because we're just not very good at that sort of thing, and creating music is one of those problems. However, there is a new iPad app that just came out today called Pacemaker. Have you seen this?
No, but this is what I need. I need an app that needs no musical ability.
So this, it's called Pacemaker by Pacemaker Music AB. That's sort of important because if you just search for Pacemaker in the App Store, you get all sorts of weird heart stuff. This is a music app. It's supposed to be a dead simple DJ app. We have reviewed apps like this in the past. DJ.
Turntable
is one of
apps.
Them. Turntable apps. Stuff where you kind of play songs and mix them and that sort of thing. And this is supposed to be as easy as possible. However, it will connect to your Spotify account in order to play songs.
That's nice.
From Spotify. Well, it's nice if you use Spotify.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't do RDO, huh? That's your favorite.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. Okay.
I used to use Spotify.
Oh, wait. I just picked the same song twice. That's silly.
Makes mixing easy, though.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So
there's the spinning turntable on the left. That's A. Oh, are you going to do a mashup?
Oh, this is weird.
So it's synchronizing. What does that sync mean? It gets the beats per second, beats per minute the same?
Yeah, like, I mean, I know this sounds like a mess, but at least they're...
It's a hot mess.
Well, it's a hot mess, and they're in sync. That was easy. Look, we're like at 150 BPMs. That's so cool.
Really had to speed Beast of Burden up to do that. It's interesting. By the way, as Dem90 points out in our chat room, a little word of warning. This does not replace your actual pacemaker in any
no.
way.
Whoa.
Now what are you doing?
I just found something I didn't know existed.
You got a loop.
All right, hold on.
You can loop them.
Yeah. Yeah, so this... It's funny because this is billed as the easiest DJ app to use. I don't know if I would go ahead and say all that. I'm already, like, a little overwhelmed.
Sarah, you are once again proving our original premise that we shouldn't be showing music apps because we have no musical ability.
But I can't just
ignore
Lord, stuff.
Though. Okay. Okay.
Did I just...
Frankly,
see, that's cool. Just doing that. Like, being able to speed up and slow down the tempo of a song that I like a lot.
Fabulous.
Oh, you don't care.
It's beautiful.
Let's turn up the treble. See, okay, you know what? I'm starting to kind of get this now that I'm playing around with the app a little bit more. And I've only had a couple of hours to play
demo.
Around with it.
Okay.
Well, because you've got, it's very, it's iPad fun, right?
Yeah.
It's all very tactical.
Tactile. You know, I do think this is something that the iPad excels at. And in fact, when people ask, should I get an Android tablet or an iPad tablet? If they say they want to do music, I always say, oh, no brainer, get the iPad tablet. Not only does it come with GarageBand, which by itself is one of the greatest music apps of all time, but almost all the great music apps are written for the iPad.
Yeah.
And it's because DJs use iPad. Everybody uses it. It's probably mostly because it came out first, but everybody uses it. And I think for that reason, it's just a no-brainer. That's the one to use.
What's kind of nice about Pacemaker is, well, you do have to have a Spotify account. And so there's that. But also, there are some really neat functionalities that you can add on. They're not... free. The app is free, but you know, this is like if you have a high-low filter that can pull out certain frequencies, high either on the high end or the low end. That's another $2. That's actually kind of interesting, though. Even though some people might say, "Oh, it should all be free," but this is—it just means that you can pay for certain functionality that you'd be interested in, but not necessarily the reverb if you didn't
right.
want. If you didn't want, you know, that type of effect. So I don't know. It's.
it's still too hard for me. But,
well, it's not too hard. It's just we would have to, you have to put a little bit more effort into it.
Yeah.
But, so that's Pacemaker for iPad.
And it's similar. We've mentioned before Tractor DJ, right?
Yes.
Which is more expensive and more difficult to use. There are others like this.
More functional. This is like the iMovie of DJs.
I like it.
If you can make that comparison.
You know, one of the companies that we've always liked and we've mentioned a lot, in fact, going back, I think, to the very earliest days of iPad today where we showed Magic Piano by Smule.
Yeah.
Remember Smule?
I do.
They do such great. I think their first one was the T-Pain app where you could do, it was the first kind of commonly auto-tune, commonly used auto-tune app. They have some new ones. I'm really pleased.
Oh, I know they do.
Guitar, Cinebeat. I haven't played with that yet. They had the Glee karaoke. Now they have just a general karaoke called Sing.
Yeah.
I think we've showed that before.
Yeah.
I'm curious about auto rap.
Oh, do you, I already made one this morning.
Could you make a rap for us?
Yeah, in fact, would you like to hear the rap that I made this morning at 7 a.m.? Because that's what
Smule
I was doing.
Smule is my kind of company because you don't have
to
have any ability.
Seriously, where are you?
S-M-U-L-E, Smule.
Blah, 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 blah. Where are you?
Auto rap me.
Where are you, auto rap? You obviously went into a... I thought you'd be on the last page. Okay, fine.
Auto rap, I thought you'd be on the last page. How many times have I heard that before?
So this is really fun. I think you guys are really going to like my rap. This is just for whatever reason, profile only. Let's go ahead.
Okay, so you pick a song.
Yeah, you pick a song. Now, here's what I did. This is important.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
That was the rap that I used as a, you know, as
of course you did.
As my
beat. Of course you did.
What I did, though, is I bought the entire library to use for a limited time for, I think it was $3.
Oh, well, how limited is the time?
I think it's like a week.
Oh.
Seven days.
So you get one or two free. This is how they make money. It's a free app.
Yeah.
In-app purchases.
Yeah, and then they give you a song that you don't want, and then they say, would you like to unlock all the songs
turkey,
for another
You don't want turkey
dollars?
Burgers?
Turkey burgers?
That's free.
Where do you...
Right at the top there by...
No, nobody wants that.
Midi Mafia.
If it's called Midi Mafia.
That's not something
now,
you want.
But look, I've got something in my repertoire, so...
I like it, your repertoire.
Pretty fun, right? Okay, let me make sure this is up, because it's pretty exciting. Sam and Lucy are going to like this. But yeah, so I made this. They're so cute.
That's your voice.
That's me. They're so
cute. This is about your cats.
Sam and Lucy.
Oh, Lord.
Are the kitties. They're so, 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 so cute. Furry, furry little kitties. Furry little kitties. So cute. Sam and Lucy are the kitties.
So cute.
Furry, furry little kitties. Oh, come on.
I'm adding some guitar.
They're so cute. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Kitties like, I like milkshake. Okay, so you get the idea. It's really fun, though. Seriously. Like, let's do Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, that sounds good. It gives me my little selection. If I go ahead and say select.
I'm playing some acoustic guitar.
Now, what I can do is
I should do some rock and roll.
I can either talk. And then it makes the rap for me.
Yeah.
Or there's actually a rap category where you can like play against people.
Yeah.
And like try to like be a better rapper.
Love it.
So. I'm ready. iPad today, mofos. What up?
That's a bad word.
You're a bad word. Leo.
Are you going?
iPad today, mofos, what up now?
Positive.
We have no. That was an unfortunate song choice. I realize that now. Battle a friend?
Please.
No, I don't want to do that. I'd like to live with my lack of talent. Quietly without actually rap battling anybody. But yes, no, auto rap is fun. That is fun.
All right, I got to show you fun. This is another Smule. This is the Smule guitar. Tell me which guitar you'd like. I could do acoustic. I gave my love a cherry that had rock. I could do electro-rock.
What is it with Smule and their lack of landscape
watch,
support?
Watch. No, I know. Let's do Scarborough Fair. I know that song. It does change, and I'm going to do it easy because I'm not so good. This is kind of like Guitar Hero, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I have a singer.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to understand. The problem is that she doesn't sing it like Simon and Garfunkel did. So
and I'll play it like they did. So it's fair.
But it's like, it's...
Now I can change the guitar if you want.
I should probably
use a better guitar.
Yeah, that
for
was
that
a, song. That was
let's
an
go,
odd
let's
choice.
Go acoustic, shall
that
we?
That was an odd choice.
All right. We'll go back to Scarborough Fair. Anyway, this is fun. Now I don't know where these singers come from, but you could choose. You want to do a different singer, you can. And it says, play guitar along with your recorded voice from Sing Karaoke, if you want to do that. So, you know what? These all tie together. See, these are all the different... Now, these are real people, by the way. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you're choosing from people who have recorded it on the karaoke side, right?
Right.
So you're kind of jamming with somebody. Oh, let's choose that one.
It is like Rock Band, because everybody's got their little part.
The Rock Band better than Guitar Hero. Yeah. Now what happened here? I don't want to do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go back and do easy and go. Okay, now let's try
it. Okay, all right, all right.
Because this is acoustic.
All right.
3, 2, 1. I've got Aetheria.
Much better.
Terrible
still
at this.
Feels a little off.
That's me.
Well,
I'm the one who feels off anyway.
The whole thing is just weird. It's just not enjoyable.
Comes with 3 songs. You can buy more. It's the same, you know,
same idea.
It's, you got the paid plans.
I really do weekly, monthly,
and yearly. $40 a year. That's not
if
so bad if you
put a ski house for the weekend and you got some kids and you want them to just, you know, it's like limited time.
Yeah.
I feel like these are just, it's a real crowd pleaser. Not just for kids. I mean, who wouldn't want to auto-rap? You heard my cat song. It's good.
I just love Smule. I just think they deserve...
Remind me the name of this guy?
That one was Smule Guitar.
Smule Guitar.
You did Smule auto-rap. There's also other ones. This is the Cine rap. I have to turn on the microphone in Cinebeat. I mean, let me just do this real quickly. I'm curious what this one is. I just think they're really great. I don't know. Where do you turn on the microphone? I don't even... Sounds. They told me, but I don't remember anything.
Oh, it's in privacy?
Oh, you know, of course, the microphone's in privacy because otherwise people could, listen in to what you're doing.
That's right.
So I'm going to turn it on for Cinebeat. Cine being movies, I would think this is going to let me sing like Live and Let Die. That'd be cool. So you make a video.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Leo. Okay, now add a second clip. Here, you do it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. What up?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Try another angle. Record again.
It's the best I could do.
Hey, I'm the monkey. Okay, now you can apply cool filters.
Okay.
Let's do a pink edge.
It's like Christy,
I gotta buy it.
Brinkley?
I don't want to buy it. Let's do Warhol. Oh, I don't want to buy it. Oh, I'm in the store, no wonder. Let's just use normal. That's gotta be free.
Hi, my name is Leo. Hi, my name is Leo.
Video.
Hi, my name is Leo.
Hey, I'm the monkey.
Monkey.
Video. Hi, my name is Leo.
Hey, I'm the monkey.
Okay, now if you don't love that program...
I love it so much more than auto rap, even.
You're made out of stone.
Oh, Cinebeat.
Now, I'm going to wear a panda on my head.
My name is Leo.
Supposed to wear a panda on your head. Where's my panda?
My name is Leo.
Oh, you have to position it?
My name is Leo.
We're good.
We're really good.
My name is Leo.
What up?
Hey, I'm the monkey.
Monkey.
It's too weird.
We're way too enthused about this.
You can
share it on Facebook, of course, and all of that stuff.
That was good.
Yeah.
God, I loved it.
Okay, you can see that people are going to have loads of fun with this.
How much is it?
Free.
Oh. Well, I like it.
Yeah, all their stuff is free. You know, in-app purchases. That's fine with me because we did something really great for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to buy different colored filters and stuff, you can.
Yeah, the novelty is... alone worth the install. So we got Pacemaker.
Oh, they're mad at me because I didn't share it. Is it gone forever?
Oh, Leo. Wait.
We have to redo it.
It won't be the same. It's never as good if you try to create magic.
I'm sure somebody will capture it from the
Somebody will have that. We got Auto Rap, Smule Guitar, Cinebeat, Pacemaker.
Cinebeat sounds like Cinnabon, and that means I love it twice as much.
Yeah.
There's no cinnamon, though, in Cinebeat.
Well, it's not. I feel like the name is slightly misleading.
Yeah, I thought it was movie soundtracks, and it's even better than I thought.
It's looking
making
at yourself
a movie and movie
while
of yourself.
Makes
a
rap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if there are any apps that we talked about that you would like the link to in the App Store, maybe, I don't know, you don't want to search. You can always go to twit.tv/IPT. That is where all of our show archives live. Yeah, if you want to watch Leo and I rapping, because...
We should do a commercial like that.
What?
Gazelle, it's the best. Hey,
I'm a owner of some money.
Love the Gazelle.
Yeah.
If you've got a... gadget you don't want to keep, you
get
should sell
rid of
it.
That noise.
To Gazelle.
Yeah.
Gazelle. Yeah. You should sell.
30 days.
To Gazelle. I love Gazelle.
Knock it down.
Knock it down, Gazelle.
Losing value.
Hey. What the hell? It's Gazelle. That's VO. That's another fun app for music.
Is that all we're doing? Is that it?
That's the ad.
Oh.
They paid a lot of money for that. No, I'm going to do... Let's do a Cine beat.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. If you've got a gadget to sell, it's Gazelle.
Good.
Wait. I got to record.
Oh. GAZELLE.com, yo. Why do I always have to be a
shaboom,
rapper?
Shaboom, shaboom. All right, now. Epic fail.
Oh, come on.
Let's try it normal. Epic fail.
Come on.
No. I want to sell this iPad right now.
Sell it.
Did I do? I must have made
Don't
noise.
Don't just sell it. Gazelle it.
I must have made noise.
Oh.
Let's start over one more time.
Yeah, no, we're going to make... the best.
If you've got a gadget to sell, it's Gazelle. Wait a minute.
GAZELLE.com. 30 days. Do it now!
Shaboom. Shaboom. Okay, now. Play. Please don't screw up. You know, it only works once.
I can't deal with this today.
It only works
it's
once.
Like I'm
if you've got a gadget to sell, it's Gazelle.
GAZELLE.com. 30 days. Do it now!
Shaboom. Shaboom. That's really not as exciting as the one we did.
If you've got a gadget
plays
to sell.
Plays normal.
Best. If you've got a gadget to sell.
Okay, that's just the video. Now let's try
if
the audio.
You've got a gadget.
Let's do some flow.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Some of these aren't working right. Let's rapify it. Oh, here we go.
If you've got a gadget to sell, it's Gazelle.
I think you have to have, like, shorter sound bites.
Maybe, huh?
Spelling out a URL doesn't seem to, you know, work in rap mode as well as I'd like.
I'm disappointed. Let's try this one. See, it doesn't... Flow is the one that's not working for some reason.
Well, that's...
It's another filter has gone wonky.
If you've got a gadget to sell,
I don't feel like Gazelle. Epic fail is a very good notification.
If you've got a gadget
How do I get the
sell,
shades on my face?
If you've got
well, anyway, you get the idea. If you've got a gadget to sell, it's Gazelle.
Yeah.
GAZELLE.
Nothing could be clearer than this.
You got an iPad, you're really, you know, mad. You know, what if I smashed that iPad because I was so mad? Still, they buy it. In many cases, even broken iPhones and iPads, they'll take them.
Yeah.
G-A-Z. The whole idea is you've got old stuff. Or maybe you got a hankering. Maybe you got old stuff and you're still using it. You got a hankering for some new stuff. And you're saying, how can I afford that new stuff? You take that. Whoa! You take that fourth-gen iPad and get $210. That's for the 32-gig Wi-Fi. That is a great deal. Now, what happens is you get 30 days to take advantage of this. So, by all means, go through all of these. And all the gadgets in your drawer, in your closet, and get the value, that guaranteed lock-in for 30 days. Anytime in that next 30 days, you can say, okay, you pull the trigger. They call it checkout. You check out. They'll send you a box with postage paid. You pile all the stuff into it, and they turn it around quickly. Within days, you'll either get a check, a PayPal credit, or if you want a 5% bump, get the Amazon gift card. If you do a lot of Amazon selling, that makes it even more valuable. It's not a surprise. Gazelle has now paid more than $100 million out to over 700,000 customers. They're fast. They're easy. Gazelle. GAZELLE.com. If you've got a product to sell.
If you've got a gadget to sell.
Gazelle.
GAZELLE.com. Do it now.
Somebody made this on the Cinebeat.
Yes, really?
That's pretty good. By 100 Weird Stuff.
It's not my favorite song ever, but
you
yes.
want a different one?
Well, okay.
Here's, hey, it's Ava.
It's me. And you're wondering why I am so dressed up?
No.
I'm going to the Father's.
Sing a song.
Sing.
And that's just a place for you.
I guess it's it. That's all you get. You don't have to sing, I guess, is the point.
Okay.
You could just make videos like this.
This is Chad.
Let go.
I don't quite. Wait, is that?
If you've got a gadget to sell, it's Gazelle. Very nice. You see, that's why we should have trained musicians.
I had to look behind me. I'm like, is
show.
That happening? Is
Jason
this, like,
Howell,
a video?
Professional. That's a David Lynch dream scene, I believe, is what
Very
that
much
is.
So, yeah. I mean, things just got. I haven't slept.
Things got weird.
I haven't slept well in a couple days,
yeah.
And I don't know if this is happening
no,
right now.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're hallucinating.
Good. I was hoping it wasn't real. So we got an email from Steve in Boston, and he would like to thank us. I'm just going to read this verbatim. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank you for ruining my life. Since watching iPad Today, show 185, I have not left my apartment. The pizza delivery guy has cut me off. My boss is looking at filling my position. My landlord came by yesterday due to the wretched smell permeating from my apartment, and my cat just got back from getting her own litter at the store.
Sounds like a Flappy Bird problem. Yeah.
Is the devil disguised as an 8-bit app? The pain in my thumbs is starting to make me nauseous. Touch ID no longer works with those fingers. I finally turned on my TV this morning and heard the news that Dong Nguyen had taken the app off the shelves of the App Store. I'm not saddened because we won't be able to play it any longer. I am saddened because I can't recommend it to my worst enemies so that their lives can become a living HE double hockey sticks like mine. I'm contemplating a shower and maybe a shave today if I can get unstuck from this poor cushion on the couch. I promise I will stop playing if you mention my email on your show. Or iPad.
Yeah, you better stop playing. Erase it now, because did you see the Joya Tech comic? Here. Whoa, the Flappy Bird app was removed by its developer. He says it ruined his simple life. That's crazy. He was making $50,000 a day. I don't get it. He was making all that money. Why did it ruin his life? Yeah, why did it ruin his life? 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 Why? Why did it ruin your life? Why did it... So there's a new Flappy Bird game.
So
why did it ruin his life?
So the point, of course, is that it's just this like silly Flappy Bird echo chamber that was driving him crazy.
I don't know exactly what it was. There is some speculation that Nintendo had sued him because
which he denies.
He denies
that there's anything legal going on.
Right, because they said that the columns look too much like Mario.
Uh-huh.
And that
dude, you're good. I've never gotten past 2.
That's my record, 5.
That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
You know who's got more than 5?
A lot of people.
Paul Theriot has 118.
That's... No.
That's because he's a blogger.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Bloggers sit around in the underwear and play games like Flappy Bird.
Paul Theriot has over a score of 100?
118!
That's impossible. He must be using a cheat.
No. You want to see who's using a cheat?
Who?
The guys who have... There's the top all 39, the guys who have 9,999 points. Those are people using cheats.
Yeah, Supreme spelled with an X.
Here's Flappy Doge. I saw this on TNT this morning.
Flappy Doge, I know.
It's the same.
Cute.
It's just so.
It's
is that
exactly
available?
The same thing.
Is that available for?
It's a browser.
Okay.
Game, but
so
yeah, it's.
You don't have to feel bad if you didn't get Flappy Bird.
Well, what's interesting about it is like, okay, yeah, if you didn't download it, it no longer is available. It might go back up. It's just hard to say, really, what's going on. It's the story is still unfolding.
I told Jessica Lesson was on Twit this Sunday, yesterday, and, you know, the information. She's
sure.
hard journalist. I said, there's a story here. You guys got to dig. You got to go to Hanoi. You got to fly to Hanoi. You got to find this guy. There is a story. I'd like to, everybody wants to know, what's the story, right? Was it Nintendo suing him? Was it... And by the way, there's some question about whether he was gaming the system early
right.
on. I don't think in the long run he was, because it's clearly did. Everybody was playing it like crazy. But in the early, he put that out in May.
Yeah.
So and nobody heard about it till December.
That's the thing. And he hasn't actually denied it. He says, what's the difference? You know, it's so popular now. What does it really matter how it climbed the App Store ranks. But the thing is like...
He has three games.
If you game something to the point where it gets seen by people and then it takes off, I mean, it's not as if it's any more right to do that.
It's wrong, and Apple will ban him. And this is the other speculation, is maybe Apple has come to him and said, take it down now. Uh-huh. But he has three games. All three of them suddenly started getting considerable number of reviews in December. There are services that you can pay for positive reviews. And in fact, the people who looked at the early reviews pointed out they were all very similar. This game, I'm going to die. This is killing me, this game. And they were all exactly the same. There was a sudden spike in reviews, and then they fell off, and then they came up hockey stick style and really took off. And I think those are the real positive reviews. So what happened is... He got the game. He gamed it enough to get the game up on the charts. The two other games went nowhere.
Yeah.
Flappy Birds was good enough that it was all it needed to take off, and then the rest is history. So I think it was a successful strategy, but the kind Apple will ban you for, so who knows what happened.
It's just, I guess, I don't know if it's a fascinating story. What if none of that is true, and he's just like, ugh.
That's even better.
I just want my life back.
He says, I've been making $50,000 a day for the last 30 days. That's $1.5 million. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to go live a lovely life,
he's
and you'll never hear from me again.
Crazy. Let me run it.
In Vietnam, $1.5 million is enough to live for the rest of your life, happily. What he missed out is on the big money, though, the Zynga crazy, the stupid money. Remember Zynga bought Draw Something from OMG Pop for over $200 million and it was right at the peak and then the thing went down? He missed out on that money, the stupid money. Somebody could have come along and said, we'll give you a couple hundred million dollars for that game.
I just feel like for $50,000 a day, you could...
That's because we're Americans.
I don't know, go on a cruise.
That's because we're Americans. Maybe he's a simple guy who doesn't need much and you know, we think, hey, money, 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 we're run by money. Maybe he's not run by money. Here's another thought. Robert Scoble had a third.
Okay, let's hear. Let's hear the...
Scoble says the best marketing ploy ever.
Oh, yeah.
6 months from now, from the creator of Flappy Bird.
That's right.
Crappy Bird. And it's huge.
Yep.
And that one, maybe it's 99 cents.
Even if Flappy Bird comes back and it's 99 cents, he would sell a ton. Because now it's like a thing.
Did you see the eBay auction?
Yeah, $99,000 for an iPhone 5 that has Flappy Bird. Still on it. What? Come on. We're just making a mockery of ourselves at this point. It's not even a good game.
And by the way, the money doesn't stop because it's advertising based. So he's going to continue to get money for a while.
Right.
So maybe he just says, you know, I'm going to have, what, a couple $1 million in the bank. I would do that it would be more than a couple hundred. Say a couple hundred million. I would probably retire.
We need to build a Flappy Bird game. Like... now, and then we will retire, because apparently it's not that hard.
If you search the
App
Store...
We just have to game the system and then get banned by Apple first.
Just search the App Store for Flappy Bird, and you'll find 800 clones.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that on TNT this morning. There's, like, Floppy Flappy Unicorn, Flappy Herd,
my favorite
Fly
is,
Birdie.
My favorite is Farty Bird.
Farty Bird.
It's exactly like Flappy Bird, but instead of flapping your wings...
He's propelled by his wind?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
There are
Farty
a
Bird.
Lot of these clones.
Oh, there's so many of them. Yeah.
And, of course, that's makes sense, because that's where everybody's... It's easy to clone. It wasn't a very difficult game.
But it's like fake Cabbage Patch Kids, you know?
Right.
You want the real one. You don't want the fake ones.
Maybe.
Some of you people probably don't know what that means. That was a very popular doll when I was a little kid.
Somebody on... I can't remember where I saw it. Probably on Twitter or G+, said, you know, we'll be able to tell our grandkids... You never saw it, but there was this game called Flappy Bird.
It was one of the most beautiful games ever constructed.
Amazing.
Very intricate artwork. So we over the weekend, you and I both read the same article that was titled, Our Love Affair with the Tablet is Over. Now, I always read articles like this, going into it thinking, I'm going to disagree with this person.
Because we do a show about the iPad.
We do a show about iPads, and I love tablets, and I don't really understand... You know, the people who say, I don't know, my iPad just sits on the coffee table and I don't really use it for anything. But this is a partner over at Andreessen Horowitz. I want to make sure I get his name right because I always seem to get it wrong.
He's a venture capitalist.
Yes. And
he may, you know, there's an issue here because this is an op-ed piece.
Zal Billamoria.
And it may be he has investments in other technologies he would like to do well. Maybe he's – but I think that is set aside. You can look at the article and say, well, does that make sense? And I think it does.
You know, he makes some interesting points.
He's formerly at Microsoft and Netflix.
Yep. Recently at Netflix, he pointed to a few – just as – they had an iPad app that did very well, won an award, and they could see that a lot of their streaming traffic was coming, obviously, from the tablet experience.
Right.
But that over time, the iPhone numbers for people who were actually just watching content on their iPhones just kept creeping up. And his whole thing is, and I'm obviously simplifying it, I thought it was very well written, and it gave me pause. But his overall argument is, it's that in-between thing that really just isn't replacing our mobile device, and it
right.
isn't replacing our laptop.
Right.
But a lot of people don't agree with him.
Right.
There was quite a controversy on the interwebs over the weekend of people saying you're just trolling. That is so short-sighted. You obviously don't hang out with kids, because if you did, they're all using tablets.
Many people have observed, and so this is nothing new, but it's something important to say, is that we tend to think in very black and white binary terms.
Mm-hmm.
The success of radio is going to kill newspapers. The success of TV is going to kill radio. None of that happened. So it really isn't. The success of the tablet isn't necessary. It's not a zero-sum game. I mean, somewhat of a zero-sum game, I guess. If you spend money on a tablet, it's money you can't spend on a PC, for instance. But I think that all three categories are going to survive.
Yeah.
It is. I agree 100%. If I said this all along. In fact, I think Annie Yannacco said it on a MacBreak Weekly. The iPad is an in-between device. It's not quite a phone. It's not quite a PC. And it's appropriate for certain things, but not all things. And I always laugh when I see, Mike Elgin's one of them, I see people trying to use an iPad with a keyboard as if it's a laptop. It's an iPad. It's just a tablet. Don't make it into something it's not.
But then you've got, you know, people like O'Malik who say, the iPad is the only thing I'm carrying around with me.
Right.
It's fine.
I think
it works for me.
Forcing it a little bit.
I think it is too. And I mean, I am the biggest iPad fan around. That said, I have to reach for my laptop every once in a while. If I've got to get something done really quick or I have to do enough writing. I also think that people who don't have cellular connections on their, let's just say iPads for the sake of, just keeping it relevant to this show, but it could be for any tablet. If you don't have a cellular connection, yeah, your device isn't actually a mobile device. You can't
right.
just take it anywhere and use it anywhere. I've always had that, and so I'm used to that. This is larger than my smartphone, but it can go everywhere with me, and it's always on. It's always connected to the internet. Most people don't have a cellular plan, though, because you already have one for your phone, and it seems like a little bit of overkill, I think, for a lot of people to have two different you either have to do like a family plan for yourself or two different accounts altogether, and that just gets expensive.
But then
you don't have the true potential.
People are going to point out the inconsistency of what we've said here, because I was the one who said I want to use my iPad Mini as a telephone, and I put Talkatone on there.
Yeah.
And so there is some inconsistency. I think it's probably the message, though, is very true. Don't think of Don't think of the iPad as a replacement, but as yet another tool. And just as you wouldn't use a hammer to screw in a screw, use the right tool for the right job. If you can't afford, a computer and an iPad and a phone, well, that's another matter. I think in many cases people choose the phone because you get all the functionality. It's a little more difficult to use, but the phone is in your pocket. It is a phone. It's always with you. And you could do all the stuff you could do on an iPad. And you could do, in many cases, a lot of the stuff you'd do on a computer. It is a computer. But if many of the people anyway watching will have at least two of those, if not all three of those devices.
So I am going to check out an app called Flow that was suggested by Gavin, who lives in Melbourne, Australia.
Instagram.
Oh, my goodness.
Swipe left to start the video tutorial.
Okay.
Or swipe up to access your home feed.
All right, Governor.
You can find the tutorials whenever you need them
yes.
in the About menu.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you notice this is a new trend, by the way, is elaborate tutorials.
Swipe up to exit tutorial. Oh, there you go.
Before you're allowed to use a program.
Gavin says, Flow is my new Instagram app of choice. You can make easier separate feeds based on favorites.
Ah.
Favorites can be an account or a hashtag or a location.
Ah. Mm.
He says it's smooth and it's self-explanatory. And, it's also the only Instagram doesn't have an official Instagram app.
Yeah,
which is so weird. I don't get it. But
and we've shown a number of other alternatives. I've used Ink 361 and others. Insta Gallery I've used, but this does look much more capable than any of those.
Oh, this is very nice.
FLOW.
Yes, FLOW.
Good luck finding it.
Well, search Flow Instagram, and then you'll be
so
fine.
That's another pet peeve I'm just going to point out.
Flipping through, searching for stuff in the App Store.
You cannot find anything on the App Store.
It's quite an art. This is me flipping through my Instagram feed, which is neat because the only way that you don't really flip through anything. It's just a stream if you're going to look at
By the way, again, I searched for Flow Instagram, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting Insta Collage. I'm getting Pic Joiner followers, Insta Frame.
Well, scroll a little bit. You'll find it.
It took me 128 apps before I could find Secret.
Really?
Yeah.
Flow for Instagram. You just passed it. There you are, right in the middle.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly. There it is.
How many pages down?
I know, that's a little
weird. Why, Apple? What's so hard?
Yeah, what's so hard about
having a search?
Exactly.
There's no reason Insta Collage should show up when I search for Flow Instagram.
I know. Well, it's because
it's just searching for Instagram.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And same thing with Secret.
No, I think what it does, though, is it pulls keywords from the description, not just the title.
Right.
So if Insta Collage has the word Flow somewhere, then they end up getting...
Remember, Apple bought a company to help them with this. Chomp. And it still doesn't work.
Apple... Oh, my goodness. Justine posted a picture of a little pig. See, this is kind of neat. So Flow also handles video, as well as... I don't know. Go ahead and like that. Oh, see, this is great. The functionality is really good.
I'm installing it right now, too.
Yeah. So, okay. So my friend Katie Hayes is in Montana, it looks like. So as Gavin mentioned, this is something that, you know, you can just look through your feed or you can search by location.
I think that's great.
Yeah, based on location or keyword. What's that? Miley Cyrus? That's an old picture of Miley Cyrus.
Wow. That's what she
double
got
here. Double tap for old Miley. I don't really know why that's a Montana. Oh, Hannah Montana. Duh.
Yeah.
What I want to know, though.
That was my favorite show when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Mine, too. I loved it.
Loved that show.
Oh, look. Santa Cruz, that 1980.
iCarly. Loved that show, too.
Now, the only thing I don't know how to do is how do I get out when I'm ready to look at my... Oh, okay. There you go.
You and I are both so enamored with this program, we can't stop playing with it.
Oh, there, okay. Yeah,
it's pretty, too. I like how the...
This is actually really nice. Now, because I almost always look at Instagram via Flipboard, because, again, I want it to be iPad-based. But this is really
this
nice.
Is
now, this isn't an official app.
Right.
So, you know, they're autoplay videos. Oh, I see. Usernames and feed. Great. Uh-huh.
Instagram has an API. So what's nice is Instagram has allowed people to do this, and... I think it's nice that they haven't pulled that yet, like Twitter did.
It's amazing who are the top people on... I mean, it's all the Kardashians.
Are you surprised by this?
I guess I am, yes. I mean, who are all these people? Actually, I know all these people. They're
do
just
you get sometimes... what is the phrase? When I look at my Instagram friends, they all seem to be having much more fun than I am. Is it FOMO? It's not exactly fear of missing out.
No.
It's more like just jealousy, I think, would be the term. So, for instance, Loic Lemur, who we love.
Oh, he and his kite surfing trip.
He's
I know.
On Richard Branson's private island in the
Necker
Island for a conference. And he posts these pictures.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing with Instagram is that, you know, I mean, I post a lot of stupid pictures, but like if
thank
I was...
You.
If I was...
Thank you. Because I never am jealous of your life.
No, as you should not
be. Thank you.
It's lonely.
But I get angry because I look at Instagram and I get angry that my life sucks so bad.
But if you were on the top of a mountain, you'd take a photo too and you'd post
it. I'm guilty of it too. I never post on Instagram unless it's something special.
Well, just think about how much fun Loic will not be having when his little trip is over.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, yeah, see?
I'm not jealous of Justine.
I am.
You wish you were there in the pigsty with her?
Yeah. Baby.
This is really nice. Thank you. What was his name? Thank you for that recommendation.
Gavin. Gavin
Thank
in
you, Gavin.
Melbourne.
Love it.
And yeah, super awesome. Hey, another. Hey, listen. Another app that I became familiar with over the weekend, and it's kind of funny. So I went to the show, which was the Prince cover band show, and
princess.
A princess. And
you know, it's a, there's a whole meme of cover bands and great names like the Led Zeppelin cover band that's all women is Zepparella.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's an AC/DC cover band that's all women. It's called AC/DC.
Okay.
Love
fun.
Them.
Fun, fun.
This is a whole thing.
Well, Princess is the latest in
Princess.
A string
I
of
see Princess.
Cover band. Yeah, it was really good. But a friend of mine had bought tickets.
And Maya Angelou. Who would have thought she would
Rudolph.
Be
Rudolph. Maya Rudolph. Yes.
Oh.
Although I'm sure Maya Angelou would be really good also. Just really on the beat, you know? Friend of mine bought tickets and said, would you like to go? I have an extra ticket. I said, yes.
Cool.
And she said, okay, you can get it on Wallatini. And I was like, I don't know what that is. What's Wallatini? I felt a little bit silly because it's actually kind of neat. Now, this app hasn't been updated since last April, so that gave me pause. However, I went ahead and, oh, that's weird.
So is it a wallet app? Or don't show her, yeah. I'll fill while you type.
Yeah.
Is it an app that you can buy stuff from? Like, is it kind of like what Venmo for tickets?
What it
kind
is, of? Actually, it's cool because basically what she did was, okay, so you can go back to my my iPad now. So this is in the past. But what happened is I go ahead and you know, sign up for an account. And then, how did I do this? Oh, yeah. And so then it says, okay, well, you know, who are you and what email addresses do you have associated? So, you know, I've got like my sarahlane.com account. And then I realized, oh, my friend had emailed me the information to a different email address. So then I signed in with another Gmail address. Then in Wallatini.
Oh, so she gave you tickets
in
Wallatini.
Yeah. And
wow.
Then it showed up as soon as it was like, oh, okay, yeah, you actually, this is you know, belongs to you. Now, what's interesting this is, yeah. So it was like, there's no like, hey, we have to meet outside the venue beforehand and give you the ticket.
Yeah, this
or,
is great.
You know, that sort of thing. What was cool is that if she wanted to, she could force me to pay her from within. We didn't because
so you could exchange money.
I gave her the money later.
In Wallatini as well.
Yeah, you can say, I mean, if let's say you and Lisa buy, you know, two tickets to, I don't know, the symphony, and you want to sell them. It's like, you can just give them to somebody.
I could say I've got them for $100.
Through Wallatini, yeah. And the whole payment system is just done through the app.
So I can go to Wallatini and look for tickets as well.
That too. Uh-huh. Exactly. So you can, you know, this is all, you know, stuff that I've already done. You got my little order receipt.
Like this
was my little QR code that I pulled up on my phone as I walked into the show last night. So information about, you know, what I paid and all that good stuff. And then if you want to find events, then you go ahead and, you know, say where you are and choose your location. And we've got Soulshine at the Empress Theater in Vallejo. Oh, boy. Which is only 23 miles away. Looks like it's
I would
a
think StubHub
price.
And some of these
go
other ticket exchanges would also have similar apps.
You know, I've never had. It was funny because I, you know, like to think of myself as pretty hip on the mobile payments, right?
Right.
But I hadn't heard of Wallatini, and I was
never heard of
really
it
impressed when I went through the whole thing yesterday, and I was like, oh, wow, that is my ticket now. That's so cool. So I figured
so
if that seems like something you would want, you should download it.
But I think you raised an interesting point. It hasn't been updated in 8 months.
It's a little weird.
Vendini, I never heard of them, but, I mean, what could go wrong? Really? I mean, I guess
it
you
rhymes
could have,
with Genie.
Now, StubHub, which has been around for ages, does have a StubHub app. So I buy baseball tickets and football tickets on StubHub because that's where you can go if you have, say, you have a Giants ticket you don't want to use.
Mm-hmm. StubHub tends to be pretty marked up, but it's the place to go if you want
that's
something
a good point.
Specific.
It's marked up. Wallatini is more peer-to-peer, like a friend will send you a ticket or a friend will sell you a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say the main purpose of Wallatini is just to, you know, if you have a bunch of tickets, how's everybody going to get those tickets?
I want to go to the Kentucky Derby.
And what was neat was that she had given me two tickets, so then I had two tickets, but I only really wanted the one, and then I forwarded my second ticket to, like, some other friend who I just had an email address for, and it worked like a charm.
That's neat. Wallatini.
Wallatini, yeah.
Seems like something you should have. And if you are giving tickets to somebody.
I was impressed.
You know, because StubHub will take a commission. I don't know. Does Wallatini take a commission if you do sell?
No.
Yeah, that's a better way to do it.
No, I mean, because it's really, it's just a transfer thing. Some people are noting that it is an iPhone app, and that's true. It's not iPad specifically. Yeah, but again, it's, you know, there's not a whole lot of visuals. So I figured it was still worth talking about.
And somebody's saying SeatGeek, that's another one. There's a number of these broker sites, and many of them have apps.
SeatGeek, that one I haven't heard of. Yeah. Rick in Morrison, Colorado, you might remember this. Last summer, he had emailed us about some missing reviews for apps. He's a developer, and he said if you look at, if you're looking up the app on an iPad or an iPhone, there aren't the reviews that are sometimes in the desktop version of iTunes,
right.
Which sucks because as a developer, you know, as you can tell with Flappy Birds, momentum counts for a lot. If you don't have a lot of reviews, then people sort of, I don't know, they think maybe you're not really a legit app or the app isn't very good.
Right.
He says, his app was Scientific Expression Calculator, and he was saying it was impacting him because there were reviews and they just weren't showing up in the iPad version. He said, as of a couple weeks ago, I saw that the reviews are now back and can be viewed on the iPad. Hopefully this is true for all developers.
Good.
So, yeah, a little bit of an App Store bug that seems to have rectified itself. Hopefully Apple had something to do with that, and it wasn't just, like, some weird bug that...
Fix the search, though, Apple.
Seriously. Because it's a skill to try to figure out what keywords you have to use in order to find the app that you know is there.
Pretty much what I end up doing is I Google the app, find an article about the app and click the link in the article to open it up in the App Store.
And that is just not the right way to do it.
The right way to do it.
No, it really isn't. We want to hear from you, though. We love your feedback, your videos, your voicemails. If you keep them to 30 seconds or less, they have a better chance of getting on the show. Emails, of course, tweeting at Leo and I, yelling at us on the street.
Tweet at us.
We will take all feedback and encouragement to review apps in the future. iPadtoday@twit.tv is our email address. 757-504-IPAD is our voice mailbox. Or send us a video. It can be about anything you like. And thanks in advance.
Our show today brought to you... I was just looking at tickets to see Adam Carolla. $90. They started at $90.
Yikes.
I'm doing something wrong here. Mm-hmm. $90. Oh, we need hats!
Oh, you didn't... I was just going to be really still.
I think we
still.
Can do better. Although, it'd be kind of interesting
to see
to
if
do
we could
show.
Get through a review.
We'd have excellent posture.
Some people can balance.
Eileen.
Eileen?
No, Eileen.
Oh. I had never seen her balance Eileen. A basket on her head.
Yeah.
No, you see, some people have incredible balance. They just walk with the. There's a whole dinner up there. I don't know if people actually walk with their dinners.
If we sit here like this for a while, do you think anybody on the team will notice that we're actually missing our app caps.
Stopped doing the show and we're basically on pause and we're balancing pillows on our heads because we're hoping that somebody will listen.
Somebody's going to
bring over some app caps.
There's nobody.
Nobody's here.
Hey, Carsten, could you get us a couple of hats? Thank you.
Thank you.
There's something you don't hear every day. Our show today brought to you by 99 Designs. Let me tell you something. You are not a designer. I mean, maybe you are a designer. If you are, you should go to 99 Designs and become part of the design team. But a lot of the people who think they have great and wonderful taste, you've seen it. Bad-looking apps, bad-looking websites, bad-looking menus. 99 Designs is on a mission to make the world look and work better. There are over 270,000 designers waiting there for you to request help from 99 Designs. All you got to do is create a 99 Designs contest, and you'll get designers submitting their ideas. You can refine them, work with them, and then pay a low price to get great designs. Start as low as $199. In fact, we just did our 99 Designs. We're doing a hoodie, and we got our designs from 99designs.com. We got so many great designs. We ended up buying 5 of them. And we'll use them for other stuff. We're having a vote off on the designs. But we ended up buying a bunch of them. Such great designers. So if you need fresh marketing collateral, if you need, I mean, even vehicle wraps or banner ads, email templates, infographics, go to 99designs.com. 99designs.com. Actually, go to 99designs.com/iPad today. And we got a special deal, a free $99 power pack. Free. This gives you more time and attention from the 99 Design designers They'll bold, highlight, and feature your project in their marketplace, and you'll get nearly twice as many designs as a result. 99designs.com/iPad today. Hey, Glenn, where is our, where is that on, it's on Inside Twit, where is our contest? So is there a bit.ly link, or should I just go to Inside Twit and do it? Inside Twit and scroll down. There you go. That's the direction I've been looking for. There it is. Vote on the next design. Is there a straw poll or anything going on?
Yeah, the link is there.
So there's a link to the straw poll. Why don't you click that straw poll link? First, look at the image, though. Pick the images you like. There's three different kinds. Designs A through E. Five different designs. I'm sorry. And look at the designs. Look at the one you like. And then you can vote on the straw poll. What is the straw poll link there? So we have it as well. Strawpoll.me/1079823. And of course, it's down because everybody's voting right now. You like the steampunk one, Jeff? Yeah, that one's kind of cool. We're going to do a hoodie design, and we're trying to figure out what. There's the steampunk one. I think that's fun. Anyway, cast your vote, and we'll give you a few more days to vote. But these are all from 99 Designs. I think we bought all of these because we liked them so much. Even if we don't use them for the next thing, the next hoodie, we'll use them for something else.
I love these.
That's, I think, the one that's in on top so far. But if you like another one, you
let us know.
99designs.com/iPad today. And if you want to vote on our 99 Designs hoodie design, then go to inside.twit.tv.
Do I get to vote?
Of course, everybody can vote, but you can only vote once. That's okay. The nice thing about straw poll.
So make sure you
Dan
vote
Dirks,
right.
Dan Dirks, who designed straw poll, is doing really, really well.
Good.
Really, really well. This is from Sochi, what you're wearing right now.
It is?
And so is this.
This is not.
No. That's actually from St. Petersburg. I got that in St. Petersburg.
I have worn this before in my life.
You are the only person it fits.
And it's pretty tight.
Yeah. Imagine it on my head.
No, can't. Wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. It's not going to blow off in the wind, which is good. Hey, this is the part of the show where Leo and I put hats on. We call them app caps, and we both talk about an app of the week that we like and think that you will like as well. Now, usually I can take credit for my own app caps, but you gave me this idea.
That's only fair because I got my app cap from Brian Brushwood. So
there you go. It's people helping people.
People helping people.
No, this is Prismatic, which we have talked about in the past. However, it was never an iPad app.
Yeah, it's always been getprismatic.com. It's Brad Cross is his social news gathering site. I use it every morning to find out what's big on my Twitter feeds and my Facebook feed.
What this is, I mean, it's definitely a socially, and it's unfortunately, again, just...
Doesn't that go sideways? I thought it did. Oh, well.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's a little bit odd. Sometimes the reading apps like to tell you what you want.
Right.
But... this is a social news aggregator. However, it's always done a really good job at being able to, what am I?
Yep. No, you know, if you haven't connected yet.
I have. I don't know why it did that. Okay, here we go. So here are friends of mine that are on Prismatic, like Barack Obama. Oh, yeah, he's my really good friend. Tim O'Reilly, Chris Sacca, blah, blah, blah. So these are a variety of people who are sharing stuff. And what's neat is that this all gets categorized into here are stories that are being shared in my Twitter stream.
Right.
And this is all coming from Twitter because this is what I've authenticated with. But I can also...
You can add Facebook.
You can add Facebook as well because some of my friends are different.
And eventually, as you add friends, it also will add people that on Prismatic who are sharing stories with you.
Yes. Yes. So stories that are popular among friends. That one looks kind of interesting. Okay. This is this is still stuff that
you're picking your categories.
Yeah, I'm deciding. Oh, I'd like
we like design.
Design, boats and boating.
I follow that one actually.
Boats and boating?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I like that category.
Puzzles.
It's really a broad range, and this is all pulled kind of algorithmically. The whole point of this is it's done via sorting through the things that your friends and you are interested in. Does a nice job.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to say no for now. Okay, so this is where it kind of gets good because this is stuff that's trending on Twitter based on my friends and the things that I've already told Prismatic that I like. As you can see that this is Twitter's a category. I also said that I liked iPhone apps, so this is great.
Who doesn't?
Right. I can go ahead and say, yeah, this is actually exactly what I want. This is actually an interesting story because this is from 53, who make the app Paper, which is...
Yeah, and they're
there's
pissed.
There's a bit of a dispute with Facebook Paper. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah.
So yeah, I go ahead and say, yes, I like this article. If I didn't, though, I could thumbs down to the Pandora model. It works well. And then Prismatic gets smarter about what you want to read in the future. And I feel like when we talk about social news apps, they all sound the same. They're all, hey, it's about what your friends are sharing socially, and it gets smarter based on your reading habits. But Prismatic has always been very nice, and I actually look forward to my email newsletter, newsletter from Prismatic, which I never look forward to email newsletters, but it actually works really well because it'll tell me who of my friends are in the news, so I feel like I'm up to date on... I don't know what everybody's doing.
Now that you're anchoring Tech News Tonight, you better be following all that stuff. They did. I've had this beta for a while, and it just went public on the iPad, and it's free.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really nice way to consume news. I've found from the very beginning, because I was on the beta too, that it seemed very relevant to my interests, and that's all you can hope for.
So you can follow Sarah Lane on Prismatic, and you can follow Leo Laporte. I have.
Correct.
I sometimes like this. I just did a thumbs up to this. This is a tent that floats in the air.
Whoa!
You tie it to the trees.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. See, so you like that? You thumbs up it, right?
That's actually, cool. I'd already done it. Is it supposed to be for like so if the ground is wet, or is it just that you're hovering?
But it's also cool.
Yeah.
Whether the ground's wet or not.
Yeah.
Lots of great stuff. These are things that I've liked. So as you share stuff on here. And it also, based on what I've shared, it knows what my interests are, which is great. So this is one that Mr. Brian Tiberius Brushwood told me about on Twit. And now I can't stop playing and get ready because you won't be able to stop playing it either.
Oh, okay.
It's called Threes. One thing I like, it is going against the current. It is not a in-app purchase game. It is not freemium. It is $1.99. But then that's it. There's no more to pay for. And it's well worth $1.99. Let me show you Threes. There's a good tutorial to start off, and you're really going to want to take the tutorial because, by the way, it sounds great, too. Let me make sure it's turned all the way up because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, I like this already.
Yeah. It's kind of, Tetris, bedazzled, or a bejeweled kind of a game, but it's with numbers. We're going to play Threes here. So you're trying to make...
Hello.
It's got some real personality. You're trying to get, let's see, and you can pair up, I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know what you're doing. You're not describing it very well.
I'm combining pairs. The only ones you can't combine are ones and twos. You have to make those into threes, and then you can combine threes, sixes.
Oh.
Just play it. It will immediately become obvious how you play it, and it's very fun and very challenging. You keep playing until you can make no more moves on the board.
Okay.
Which happens, unfortunately, very quickly. You want to do this, though... let's see. Look, I got a 48. That's really good. Okay. You want to get 48s if you can. Continue on without me because this is the best game I've ever played of three, so I'm never going to stop now.
Well, no, I'm riveted. I want you to win.
Please, I want to win, too.
Do you ever clear the board?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, quicker.
Are you running the time? Is there a clock?
Nope. No clock. You can take your time. You can think about it. It'll show you, like Tetris does, what's next.
Oh, okay.
And you get it by... So when I slide up, that will appear at the bottom, right? And then... the pressure is on. So now, see, I can't get over there, so I can't combine these. I'm about to run out here, I think. But we'll see. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe Leo just happened to find a little loophole.
Oh, 12 and 12.
Oh, where? Oh,
right there.
Yep, and then 24 and 24. Wish I could get over there. Right, right. Bing, bang, walla, ting, tang. Okay.
Hi.
Oh, this is probably the best game I've ever played. And, of course, I can't stop now because... That's the best game I've ever played.
I'm sorry, audio listeners.
Yeah, you're missing out on this.
Why?
You should be watching us.
You should be watching
the video
in high def.
Oh man! So you see, it's starting to fill up. Eventually, the board's going to fill, and I won't have any more moves.
This is cool.
And
though.
At that point, then we get to tally up the score and see how we've done. There we go. Out of moves.
Is this a game center thing? Or are you playing against?
It is social, although. That is, in fact, the best score I've ever had. So I'm going to swipe it, sign my name, and so forth. Now, you can also see how your... There's the menu, but you can see how your friends are doing. That's my high score, right?
Uh-huh.
But I can also see... there we go. Where are they? I thought there were friends on here somewhere. Maybe I have to sign... I'm not signing the Game Center, that's why.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
So I'll sign in the Game Center, and now I can see how my friends have done. Colin wears 3,215 points.
Colin seems to be at the top of all the games.
He has a lot of free time, I guess.
Well, I guess he just likes to
he works with Comcast.
Play the games.
Now you know why.
Yeah.
This is a warning. You know, those of you who are addicted by our Flappy Bird, this is even worse. And you feel like you're actually accomplishing something.
Well, yeah, it's math. Let's keep our brains...
It
active.
Keeps your grain
you
limber.
Know, you don't want a brain made of Swiss cheese.
It is such a
you
great
You want a brain that
game.
Knows what a three is.
And again, kudos, thank you to Brian Brushwood, who took a few minutes out of Twit to show me this and ruined my life. Really a fun game. It's called Threes. And you can see, I don't even really know what's happening. I don't understand the game at all.
I do.
I know. You should play it because I don't.
I mean, it's you, yeah, you understand it.
Sort of.
I mean, you...
I feel like things happen that I don't know why they're happening.
It's a little bizarre. just think about multiples of three.
If you're looking at this and going, well, I know what's happening, this is your game. This is your game. And I don't know how to describe the rules even.
But the game is free?
No, it's $1.99, but it's not freemium, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the idea. Yeah.
Well,
it's a really lovely little game.
I love it. This is my kind of game.
Yeah.
$1.99.
Yep.
Well, Leo, we've come to the end of our time together on this glorious Monday of iPads and the future in the post-PC era that we are in.
I tried
to make that really dramatic.
If you just watched this show and you saw all the cool things you can do with an iPad, I mean, making music, buying tickets, playing games, reading news... It does look like it's a device that pretty much can do everything you want to do in your life.
I think it can.
Pretty capable.
You can make it happen if you want it badly enough. You can get it if you really want, but you must try.
Try and try.
Try and try.
You want to make another CineRap? We should do that.
CineRap. I forget what it was called. Cinebeat. Cinebeat. But yes, we'll do that offline. Thanks, everybody, for watching this episode of iPad Today. We'll see you next week.
Ow.
Ow. Ooh.